This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 25th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at the upcoming race for treasurer in the state of Illinois as Election Day nears, and we'll get a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keezer. First, a look at today's news. The Champaign County Board holds a special meeting tonight to review the job performance of County Co-Administrator Denny Inman. The job review had been postponed and wasn't expected to come up until the November County Board meeting, but some board members say they think Inman's job performance may have affected how quickly they found out about mold at the new county nursing home building. Champaign Democrat Patricia Avery is one of the county board members, mostly Republicans, who called for the special meeting. She says Inman's job review has been postponed twice and that she doesn't understand the reluctance among other county board members.
This has never been a problem in the past. We've always been able to just handle these, get through these evaluations rather quickly and move on. I don't know what the problem is in getting this done. But I certainly think that we need to go in and get this taken care of.
During last week's county board meeting, Avery said she faulted Inman for not dealing with the mold problems at the nursing home sooner, but her comments were cut off by vice chairman and parliamentarian Steve Beckett. He noted Inman's contract does not allow discipline that would hold him up to public embarrassment. Beckett says criticism of Inman is a political move on the part of Republicans. A monkey wrench has been thrown into plans to expand Amtrak service in Illinois next week, including an extra train through Champaign. Members of Illinois' congressional delegation are accusing Canadian National Railway of violating an agreement with Amtrak. The lawmakers say they were recently notified that Canadian National will not allow one of the additional round trips between Chicago and St. Louis via Joliet. It's also threatening to withhold access to the Carbondale route and may seek to terminate all the added trains in Illinois after 1 year. The improved Amtrak service was to be made possible in part by a bigger state subsidy. The money was intended to support 7 round-trip trains from Chicago to St. Louis, Carbondale, and Quincy, up in 3 trains now. A coroner's report says the University of Illinois student who was found dead outside the WILL studios early Monday died of multiple blunt force trauma from a fall. That conclusion comes a day after 20-year-old Christopher Fu was found dead. His scarf and a pair of glasses were found 140 feet up the broadcasting tower outside Campbell Hall. Police are still trying to find out why Fu was on the tower. The Champaign County Coroner's Office says they're still awaiting toxicology tests. Republican gubernatorial candidate Judy Bartopinka says former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has agreed to lead her transition team if she's elected in November. Topinka says she doesn't think there's anyone better equipped for the role than Edgar.
He's a person of great integrity. He's someone who had respect for taxpayers' money. He ran a good ship. We had an adult in office. They were exciting times. He was a governor who kept the public's trust, and he still has to this day.
Topinka says the state has a number of problems that make it imperative that she be able to hit the ground running if she's elected. She says a strong transition team led by Edgar will enable her to do that. He's campaigned for Topinka since endorsing her before the Republican primary. The Champaign City Council may soon be ready to approve new cell phone towers, but under new rules. Council members gave their preliminary approval last night to a new ordinance regulating the towers. The ordinance would allow cell towers to go up in more parts of the city, allowing them near but not in residential areas. At the same time, it would add new requirements on tower height, landscaping, and setbacks away from nearby buildings. Councilmember Tom Bruno says regulating cell towers is a balancing act, like regulating billboards.
When you talk to people about outdoor advertising, nobody wants it. Nobody wants to see it. But it's the grease that keeps our economy going. Cell phone towers are a little bit like that, too. The public doesn't want to see them, but they do want good cell phone service.
Council members will have a formal ordinance to consider in November. Passage of new cell phone tower regulations would end nearly a year-old moratorium on new towers in Champaign. Councilmember Ken Pirock cast the only no vote on the issue. He says he feared the ordinance would be too restrictive or hinder the development of high-quality cell phone service in the area. 4 extremely rare Stradivari string instruments arrived at the U of I yesterday. Alumna and co-founder of Black Entertainment Television, Sheila Johnson, delivered the multi-million-dollar instruments with her own private jet from Washington Smithsonian Institute. Johnson said it's her time to pay back to the university.
And this was a perfect opportunity where the University of Illinois needed the instruments here. The Smithsonian needed to get them transported. They couldn't get here any other way. And I had the means to do it. And then we brought them onto the airplane, and they each had their own seat. We strapped them in. We offered them food and water, but they did not want anything. No, but we babied them all the way in.
The four Stradivari will go on display at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign on Thursday and continue through November. On November 12th, you can hear a performance on the violins. The Smithsonian Chamber Players will give a concert at the museum playing on the three-century-old instruments. WILL-FM will record the concert for broadcast November 26th. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. He is a Chicago banker, new to the political scene. She is a suburban mother who served as a state senator since 1997. And recent polls show the race for Illinois treasurer between Democrat Alexi Janulius and Republican Christine Redonio will likely be a tight one. While treasurer campaigns often focus on mundane discussions over how the state invests money, this one has given way to party splits and the mob. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports.
In any race, and especially a close one, a candidate's party usually helps galvanize support. But if you look at the Illinois Democratic Party's website, Alexi Janulius is nowhere to be found. He's received no financial help from the state party, and the party's leader refuses to back him. Janulius says party chairman Michael Madigan refuses to even return his calls. The candidate tries to paint it as a positive.
I'm politically independent, and I can't speak to why he doesn't want to sit down and meet with me. I'll tell you that, you know, I got here because the people of Illinois decided that I was the right choice. I'm not a political insider.
Giannoulis is getting the support of the state's two U.S. senators. He says Barack Obama encouraged him to run. As for the powerful Michael Madigan, he's making a statement by distancing himself from Giannoulis. Some pundits speculate Madigan is getting even with the nominee for beating his hand-picked candidate in the primary race. But Madigan has said he's withholding support because Giannoulis has yet to fully answer questions about millions of dollars in loans his family bank made to organized crime figures. In that regard, Madigan seems to be in agreement with Giannoulis' opponent, Republican Christine Redonio of Lamont.
There still are unanswered questions as to what his relationship is with people that have felony records. The closer we get to the election, the less clear it is where this guy stands, what his judgment level is, and what his ability is to make good ethical decisions.
Giannoulis admits to making mistakes. He said he should have done more to question the loans, but he defends his record. Giannoulis says banks don't perform background checks and that his family's Chicago-based Broadway Bank did not do anything illegal. Brushing those concerns aside, the 30-year-old says his banking past makes him fit for the job.
I know how to make money work. I have a track record of making money work, and I will make money work for the people of the state of Illinois.
Senator Redonio mocks Giannoulis' resume, however, pointing out that he has less than 4 years of what she terms real-world experience. Never mind his bank vice president title, which she says was bestowed on him from his family. Redonio says her ethical record is unblemished and that she's the one with the right experience. She started off as a village trustee and worked her way up to be the Senate Republicans' point person on the budget.
I came into the Senate and, you know, again, interested in the things most people are interested in, education funding, environmental issues, but quickly discovered, aha, it's all about money. Policy is driven by how the budget is divided. So I decided at that point to make a conscious effort to really focus on budget and fiscal issues.
She says she'll use that experience to implement such policies as bringing on more professional accountants to decide where to invest the state's money. Redonio says fees for Illinois' Bright Start College Savings Program should be lowered, and she wants to do what she can to hold the line on state spending, which she says has gotten out of control. Giannoulis also says Bright Start needs to be reviewed. He says Illinois' unclaimed property would make more money through eBay than at an annual auction held in Springfield. And he says Illinois should expand its military loan program because he says too many soldiers depend on payday loans.
So you're talking about military families paying exorbitant interest rates on small amounts of money, which they need to pay some bills. And these are people who are, you know, going across the world, risking their lives for us.
Both candidates agree on one point, that it's been hard to get voters excited and interested in securities, bonds, and the other fiscal policies on which the office truly hinges. Senator Redonio.
It's not the sexiest race in town. There's no question about that. It's hard to get people's attention for a treasurer's race.
Grabbing that attention has been even harder for the third candidate on the ballot, Green Party nominee Daniel Rodriguez Schlorf. He lacks campaign cash to run commercials. The 28-year-old is an ordained minister who works for a not-for-profit agency and says if elected, he's ready to get the treasurer more involved in policymaking. He's billing himself as the first openly homosexual Asian running for a statewide office. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
See the reappearance of rain over time in Illinois and Indiana today as soon as this afternoon in west central and southern Illinois, according to our meteorologist Ed Kieser. He says it'll be cloudy there. It'll be mostly sunny in northern and eastern Indiana all day today. Elsewhere across the two states, partly sunny this morning, then increasing clouds during the afternoon, and highs between 50 and 55. Tonight in west central and southern Illinois, cloudy with rain. In far northern and eastern Indiana, just partly cloudy, elsewhere mostly cloudy with rain arriving, and lows ranging from 32 in northeast Indiana to 45 in far southern Illinois. For tomorrow, in far northern and eastern Indiana, cloudy with rain arriving in the afternoon, widespread rain elsewhere in the two states, clouds and highs tomorrow only ranging from 44 in west central Illinois to 54 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.